Welcome to the Inspired Women Podcast. I am your host, Megan Hall, academic, spouse, mom, and advocate for change. On this podcast, I hold space for women and non-binary individuals to share their stories. Warning, sometimes we chat about taboo topics and drop some F-bombs. Thank you for being here today and enjoy the episode. Hey everyone, today I'm here with Onita. Onita is a bookworm, I am as well, who loves to read all kinds of fiction and become knowledgeable in a wide range of topics. Over the years, however, she has come to realize that being clever does not guarantee success in every aspect of life. Recently in her gap year, Onita has been self-studying true crime cases to analyze the mentalities of criminals and their psychological dispositions. Ooh, that's interesting. In the future, she plans to take up a criminology course to understand it in a deeper level. In her spare time, she likes to learn about histories of European royalties, plan the long-term future with her family, and assist in the production process of our DID Bunk, a dissociative identity disorder podcast. Well, that's awesome. I'll link that podcast in the show notes so people can give it a listen. They're already podcast listeners, so why not listen to a new podcast as well? So Onita, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Yeah, it's really nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to be here as well.
So you and I were chatting a little bit, and in your application, you talked about health anxiety. So tell us a little bit about your health anxiety. Where did it start? How does it manifest? What's going on?
Okay, so I'm somebody who came from a place where people are very much conscious about health and germs, bacteria in general. I'm not saying that is inherently a bad thing, but when I was born, a year later, there was a really viral virus called SARS, S-A-R-S. Mm-hmm. That started to spread across the entire city. And eventually, after that event, people have become a lot more aware of bacteria in general. And so I grew up in an environment where a lot of people are quite worried about being in contact with anything remotely dirty, like being in the playground. And I grew up in that environment where I was always very aware that I might be sick at any moment. So that has kind of started the place where I became quite prone to worrying about it, subconsciously.
So is this something that you had all growing up, your entire childhood and everything, that you've had this health anxiety?
I don't think I was very particularly worried about my health at the time, but other people were quite concerned, especially in a place where children might be sick from just about anything possible that they can think about.
Yeah, so, where did you grow up?
Okay, I'm from Hong Kong, so okay. It was, and I was basically surrounded with people who are quite worried about children getting sick. So there's a time where my cousin and I were playing in her home, and then she got sick, and I got blamed for her sneezes and coughing by my relatives. So I just got a little bit, I have that at the back of my mind that I might be spreading germs to somebody, or that I might be contacting something without knowing in the air. And so I wasn't really actively thinking about it, but other people kept on reminding me that these kinds of things might happen. When I became a tween, around 9 years old, I went to a dentist, and the dentist told my parents and I that I have really major dental issues. And so that kind of started where I have to keep seeing the dentist. And that also became part of another thing that brought into the health anxiety that I have now.
Wow. So it was when you were a tween, you said you started to notice the health anxiety more because of the dental visits?
Yeah, I didn't think much about it at first. Like when I was playing with my cousins and I was just around 6 or 7 years old, it was already somewhere in the background. But when I was 9 years old and they detected that there were really major issues with my teeth that needed to be fixed before the age of 13, that was when it started kind of steering towards that direction where I had to worry about my health in some way, like every day in some way.
And it has it gotten worse since then? Like progressively worse since then?
Yeah, I think it got worse, especially now fast forward into COVID, it got worse. And people here with that background where we had flus and there were like some things with animals when I was growing up, like the flu that came from animals popping here and there, people are worried about it. And then it kind of just built up until COVID, where nowadays in the place where I am in now, lots of people are starting to wear masks every time they go out, and they are very worried about children being in the playground because they don't want their children to touch playground facilities. And I have noticed that the playgrounds where I used to be in when I was younger, full of children, are now deserted because their parents don't want their children to be outside touching anything that is not cleaned by sanitary wipes.
Yeah, that's so different than where I live. I live in the
Yeah.
United States, and people just go around like it does, like COVID doesn't exist anymore. It's weird. It's wild how like different places people react differently. But yeah, they just it's like you are weird if you wear a mask here. I don't personally think people are weird if they wear a mask here. What I'm saying is
Yeah.
like people think that you are weird if you're wearing a mask. They're like, are
Oh,
you
wow.
okay? Is everything fine?
Oh,
Yeah,
over here
the 20
it's the
questions.
opposite. It's like you don't even care this germ entering your mouth. It's always like you don't care about your health. Every time I go out and I don't wear a mask. Like there's some people staring at me whenever I sneezed just once. They all just kind of get away from me like I'm some kind of germ creator.
Yes.
It became a very it's almost to the point of being hyper aware among the people now. Like before, when I was younger, they were also quite health conscious, but it became to the point of, I would say, in my opinion, paranoia about germs and bacteria and just very hyper vigilant towards anything that might not be super clean.
Yeah, I mean, I remember during the height of COVID, like spraying my groceries with disinfectant spray. Like
Oh, wow.
it was intense because we didn't know anything about it. Like, I shouldn't say height. This was like the beginning of COVID where you didn't know anything about it. You didn't know how it was spread. Like there was so little information out there that I was like,
Yeah.
people were like, you're gonna get it from your groceries. And I was like, okay. So I wasn't spraying like the lettuce with disinfecting spray, but I was spraying like the boxes and stuff with disinfecting spray. I would leave my mail in my garage for a couple days so it would like the germs would die or whatever. I didn't
Germs
know.
will still
Nope.
be
I
there.
know, but nobody knew. And so I was just going off
Oh
the things that
no.
I learned on the like that I heard on social media. And now looking back, I'm just like, oh, we were so silly, such silly people.
Yeah. So.
What did your health anxiety look like during COVID? You said it got really bad during COVID. What did that look like?
So fast forward to being COVID, which we technically still are in.
Yes,
I
technically we
was
are.
ready, yes, as at the very beginnings of COVID in like late 2019, I started to study abroad in a foreign country, in an English native country, which to me is quite a change, in a good way. In a good way, like for me to have more freedom and stuff, but also bad in this sense that it means that I have to take care of everything by myself and living alone and having and having all of this thoughts, like it was a really big change for me to adjust to. And I didn't really mention earlier, but I have some traumas, emotional traumas related to kind of med with like vaccinations and frequent dental visits in general. So I had a lot of dental treatment. I also, when I was a baby, I had a lot of vaccines. And when I was a child, I had like I could remember four vaccines, like when I was younger, like before COVID. But there was definitely a lot more, like 8 to 10 plus more vaccines from when I was an infant that I couldn't remember. But anyway, it kind of, I just react really badly towards, like I have a very big like fear towards towards vaccines, like towards being jabbed. And in COVID, it kind of brings it all back into the forefront. I was living alone. I was studying abroad, and I was living in a host family. I was basically isolated all the time in one room. And the bad thing about it is that the bad thing about it is that I had to take COVID tests. Like we were all given those antigen stuff, you know, those boxes
Yeah.
full of kits. I always have them. I was told by my school to take them once in 2 days. And then every time I take them, I just start to feel my hands would get clammy, and I would start to have a panic attack on the spot. Like every time I have to take it, I just find myself unable to. And then and my heart would start beating, and I start sweating, and I just start to find myself unable to breathe. And I always had to make myself go through that like every 2 days and for 6 months. And it was really debilitating. Like I was reminded that I could be having COVID and not knowing about it. And I took those tests, and every time I waited, I always set a timer when I wait, and I always I have to manage to take it. Like it was already a lot of effort to take the test. And then when I was waiting, I would just keep pacing around like restlessly. I was just need somebody, always need somebody else to be there to support me. But I was living alone, so I always was relying on online like peers and trying to have somebody be with me in the process. And it was quite tough still. Like every time you see like one line, I would ask people if it's really one line, if like am I having an illusion? Like is this really one, or is it just me? Or it could
Right.
be just two. And then I would just have to ask like six or seven different people to get the answer, because I wouldn't believe in three people. I would just think they're all making it up. And I was alone again, like in my own head. Like, and I couldn't go anywhere. It was lockdown, and I couldn't go anywhere except for, you know, buying groceries. And I have nothing to buy, so I was just always stuck at home, and very discomforting, like really uncomfortable experience, to say the least.
I can't believe you had to take tests every 2 days. Like that one, like, did they pay for you to buy those tests? 'Cause those are not cheap.
I was studying in a boarding school at the time, and they gave us a huge stack of tests to take at home, or in my case, in my host family, where I have my one room to myself, and I have to take them and report them every 2 days. So I was always in my head like I could be sick right now and not know it. And once I blow my nose, I still wonder if that's like with COVID antigens in it. And I just start to get really worried, and it's just not very. Let me think. Like, it's not very helpful that I also have some like mental health issues at the time, which I still have, by the way. But and I was really struggling to get out of my bed. I was always stuck in my bed. I just couldn't get up. I was quite depressed at the time, and yeah, I was always the health anxiety brought me into frequently worrying about my teeth, like or maybe something's going on with my teeth that I don't know about. And I am in my early 20s, and back then I was just around 19 years old, and my wisdom teeth were growing out. And obviously, living alone, nobody taught me how it would be like to have wisdom teeth. So
Oh,
I was
yeah.
alone for 2 years. My teeth started to become white somewhere, and I started to panic. I was wondering what on earth was going on with my teeth. I've heard of wisdom teeth before a lot because I used to go to a dental clinic like 2 to 3 times a week for 5 years, like for my teeth, like dental issues. And although I've heard of it theoretically, like practicality, when I started to have my teeth growing out, it was a totally different thing. Like, it honestly freaked me out. Like, I don't know. I started to feel some pain around my jaw, and then I just wonder if that was a cavity. And yeah, I started to worry about all kinds of possibilities happening to my teeth. And I tried to push it aside, but it would still come back again and again and again. And the sad thing is that while I'm worrying about my teeth, I don't have the motivation to go brush my teeth. So it could really be cavities, and I wouldn't have known. And I also was struggling with sugar addiction, so that didn't help. Like, I was always eating sugar, and you know that could create cavities.
Yeah.
So I was kind of propelling it at the same time worrying about it. And I couldn't bring myself to see a dentist. Like, I just didn't have the motivation. And I was also in a foreign country, and I don't know where to see a dentist, and nobody could help me or would help me. And I'm just alone. I was all by myself like that, with my health anxiety in the head like 24/7 that I tried to ignore, but it would just come back again and again. And then, yeah, struggling to take a shower, but I also worry about having lice all over my body or lice all over my hair. But I just couldn't even get myself to shower. So my health anxiety got worse. And then all of that just kind of became a vicious cycle.
Yeah, I can relate in a way to the hygiene thing, because I have bipolar disorder. So sometimes when I've been like in a major depressive episode, it's really hard to like take a shower, hard to brush your teeth, hard to get out of bed, hard to do anything like that. And it sounds like you were struggling with that, but like on a whole different level, like a whole different level than I'm used to struggling with it.
Yeah, I suppose so. Like it just seems to work against each other. That's the problem. It's like you want to solve it, but somehow you just don't have the drive to. And so it kind of gives your mind more reasons to worry about it, in my case. And I just can't help, like, sometimes my family would try to contact me, and then they will tell me about COVID news, like news, like how COVID is over there and where I'm from and where I was staying at the time and those meshes. They just keep talking about COVID every time they managed to contact me. That was the main thing they wanted to talk about. And that didn't help me either. Like, at some point I even turned off the news channel. Like, I don't even want to know about it. Like, I was already going through so much with my health anxiety, like worrying about whatever could be happening to me would just be unsolved. Like, at that point, I was again living alone as a boarding school student. And I mean, my family was far away. And yeah, I wasn't really having good time with my family either. So I often have to make myself pretend that everything is okay. Like, I didn't want them to know how I was doing, because they would find more reasons to criticize me. Like, personal hygiene is just so big for them that if they see me really kind of unkempt or seemingly having oily hair or something, they would just find more reasons to make me feel worse about myself. And so all the time, like, my motivation at the time was to take a shower before I see my family so that I would look clean. But then other than that, I just couldn't even get myself to the shower. And it was really hard. And there were times where the shower wasn't really working because the heater wasn't working. Like, sometimes they have that thing in my host family's place where this only it doesn't work in the afternoon. They wouldn't turn on the heater and it's just not functioning at that time of the day. And when I finally got that motivation to go, there was only cold water, and then I had to get myself back to my room. And so sometimes it would just kind of set me aback. I mean, I got all that courage. I mustered all of it, all of that motivation to go to the bathroom, and somehow it wasn't working. And so there goes a few more weeks being dirty until my parents really call me on video. And I would just quickly before that get myself dressed and get myself showered and get myself clean. And that wasn't helping with that anxiety either, I don't think.
Now, was your boarding school doing everything online?
Yeah,
Okay.
everything was done online, yeah.
Yeah, which makes it like, unfortunately, in the, when you're in that space of like not being able to shower, not being able to like take care of yourself, the motivation of like, I have to see people is now kind of gone because you don't have to go to school and see people. You're doing everything online. Because I know that like sometimes that was the thing that would make me go and take a shower and stuff is like if I have to see, like you were saying with your parents, like if you had to see your parents, like if I had to see people at school, then I would do it because it was that little motivating factor.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah. So how is it now? How is your health anxiety and everything now? Are you still struggling?
Yeah, I think I still struggle with it from time to time, especially after I graduated from boarding school and went to university for a little bit. My mental health kind of declined, and I came home, and then everybody was suddenly so worried about all kinds of services. Just in general, like I would hear news of my relatives washing their bodies from head to toe whenever they go back home from being outside. And then they would just, it's instantly the very first thing they do. They wouldn't even sit, they wouldn't even drink water. That's the very first thing they do. And people were always wearing masks when they go out. It was a legal obligation to do that. Otherwise, you get fined like Hong Kong $5,000, which I don't know, like divided by six to the USA, not cheap. But
No.
no. And then it was legal until last March. I mean, like the March in 2023. And then definitely it has affected a lot of people. And people are talking about COVID still. Like they still talk about it. And the thing is, I don't relate to those people. And of course, the people are now criticizing me for being so lacking in health consciousness. Like they are like in another level now. I left when they were still in a level, a little bit like the level when I was a child. And then when they come back, they were suddenly like five times more alert about germs than before. And the landscape has become so different. And suddenly, yeah, I was suddenly criticized for things that I were used to be accepted. That they used to be acceptable here, but now they are no longer accepted because if I sit a little bit closer to people, they will worry about my germs going onto their skin. And so they want me to sit at least at least like 15 centimeters apart. Like that's like super close to them already. And if you can't even have a little bit like a handshake with everybody. You just need to sit a little bit across. And I didn't really get it. Like I think I was in a whole different other country where people were not as concerned, like you said, like not really that concerned about those germs or just going around their life like before. It's just a really big shift, and I guess it's still really hard to say. Like I definitely do get affected by it, like suddenly with this change. And then yeah, it's something that sometimes with people worrying about fevers and flus even more than when I was younger, it kind of is almost like being a catastrophe, you know, a little bit of an apocalypse full of germs with these people. And so I have to so sometimes it still really flares up and has me worrying about things that I otherwise wouldn't have thought about if I were abroad. And I still try my best to. kind of live life like before as usual, but there's not really a usual anymore. It's just people have made this the new normal.
Yes. Yes, it is the new normal. Like actually seeing people with masks on is the new normal. Even though people where I live, they'll question you, right? Like if I'm not feeling my best, I'll wear a mask because I'm just like, it's just me being polite. I'm not gonna like, if I don't know what's wrong with me, I don't want to spread it. Maybe I do have COVID. But when you're wearing a mask, people are like, why are you wearing a mask? Are you okay? Is everything fine? And it's just like, I'm just trying to be nice over here. I'm just trying to be nice. So some people like, they, I don't know. It's just wild. To me, it's a new norm to see people with a mask. Like that, it's not abnormal. Before, if you saw somebody with a mask, it was abnormal. But I see people with masks all the time, for a variety of reasons. Maybe it's they have a cold and they don't want to share those germs, or maybe it's because they have like a health problem, like an immunodeficiency or whatever. And so they really can't afford to get sick. But there seems to be a new norm that is going on
Yeah,
now. Yeah,
seems
it's
to be a
not.
norm everywhere. And in my place is like people who don't want to be sick will still wear a mask. So even if they're not sick, they still wear it. But in the past, it used to be more of a if you're sick, you wear it, or if you're going into a hospital, you wear it thing. Now it's not exclusive to those two scenarios anymore. Now even the people who are perfectly healthy will still wear it everywhere. And so it's become a little bit more of a they've even come up with really new, like, stylish masks in where I'm from, and they
Yeah.
would make like those that like colorful masks. Like they would just kind of match it with their outfit. It became a new accessory in a
Yes.
very uncanny way. Like I didn't expect that, but it's really interesting to see how things have changed everywhere.
When for COVID first started, and here there wasn't like really good masks, like KN95 masks and stuff like that, you couldn't access them. Like they barely had enough for healthcare workers. They couldn't keep up with the demand. But we were using cloth masks, and I had a ton. I still find them today. Like I'll still find them when I'm doing something, and I'm like, where did this come from? And they're all colorful and pretty. And I didn't get them to match each outfit, but I did get fun ones that I thought were like really cute to wear. So yeah, I remember having colorful, fun ones. And I still, like I said, on occasion will come across one and I'm like, I thought I got rid of all of you, but no, I didn't. And they're still hanging out in my house somewhere.
Can still have them like around just in case you got sick one day.
I have KN95s around since they're available now. So I have the super ones, the level of what like doctors and nurses wear. So I have those. I started purchasing those when they started becoming more widely available. Before my kids and I stopped wearing masks all the time, because we held on. Like where a lot of people here in the United States had started to not wear masks often, my kids and I kept wearing them for a while, and then eventually we're just like, all right, we're just gonna give this a go. But I think you had health anxiety on a level that a lot of people didn't experience, but I think everybody had a little bit of it, like because there's all that unknown and you just don't know and you're worried about getting sick or getting other people sick. And then in the very beginning of COVID, there was all of like they were tallying up the deaths that were happening, and it was just like, wow, that's so many people. And it was just a lot. So I can understand why you would want to avoid the information about about what's going on, because that's a lot.
Yeah, like there's always something new going on, and there's something like you always hear about people getting sick, people dying, and then that would make you even more worried about your well-being. Like, oh, what if somebody sitting next to me was having COVID without knowing about it? Like, that
Right.
could really make you spiral. And I've been there before, and I just really want more people to be aware of health anxiety issues because it's probably more common than you think it is, especially in this time of the century where there's COVID still all over the place with whatever varieties there are. But I mean, we still need to start to move on. That's what I think. Like, we just can't be staying around trying to hide from germs forever. But yeah, we still need, it's taught us a really big lesson to be more aware. But at the same time, in my case, it just became a little bit too much sometimes.
Yeah. How do you cope with that now? What kind of things do you do so that you don't get overwhelmed? Because you're right, there are things that happen all the time. It's like you think we're good, and then something else pops up, and you're like, why? Why does this have to happen?
I try my best to only learn more about news when I'm comfortable. Like, instead of just taking in all sorts of health news like I used to, like always scroll and see if there's something that I could be experiencing, I just kind of try to let it flow and then just engage in other interests. And sometimes I would still be quite aware of what I'm experiencing. Like, I've been having headaches and dizziness, been having it for a while, and I mean, it's only, I kind of just make sure I track them down and see how long that's been before I go and see a doctor, because or kind of see if they're, I mean, yeah, like I just try to check and kind of make a record of them so that by the time I see a doctor, I would have a list of things that I've been experiencing, and then to try to hopefully find a solution. But I don't really have that many answers to it. Like, I'm still experiencing plenty of health related things that I still don't really have an answer towards. So I still have things to worry about, but at least we're not in lockdown anymore. I feel like that is the most important part. Yeah. You want to go interact with other people, you go and talk, have more social contacting with other people, like you have more activities, you meet people in person, it makes a really big difference.
Yes, especially for your mental health. Because let
Yeah.
you what, when everybody was in lockdown and you weren't seeing anybody and everything like that, and it was rough. My spouse, he was in the Navy, the US Navy at the time. He was deployed, so he wasn't around. He wasn't around. It was just me and my kids, and it was rough. It was just like, can I get out of here, please? Like, I
Must
need.
be really rough. Was there somebody taking care of your children at the time, like nannies or not really?
No, just me.
Oh no, that
Yeah.
was so difficult to deal with, and
was,
with mental health and all that.
yeah, it was a lot. It was my mental health was in a not so great place. That it was so hard for everybody, you know? It was so hard. But yeah, mental health was definitely one of those things where you're like, it's not doing as well as normal. During the pandemic, definitely was not.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you have things now that help you cope and help you work with it. I actually, my daughter's been having stomach issues, and I told her to keep a journal like you're talking about. I was like, your doctor's going to want to know, like, how often does this happen? What did you eat? What are you going through? And then also keeping a journal, you know, like, this is a chronic problem, not like a just for now problem. And then, like you said, it's worth going and seeing your doctor if it happens to be something that's been going on for a little while, versus like the first like little sneeze or whatever. You're like, oh my gosh, I gotta go to the doctor.
I also think that sometimes, in my case, I don't really know what the normal is, my normal is, because oftentimes I don't really keep track of my like physical symptoms that I really have to actively make myself do it. sometimes, but oftentimes I don't even know if something is happening because maybe it's just too normalized in my case. Like if I'm always having a migraine, it's whether I have a good migraine or a bad migraine case, and it just became so normalized sometimes. There were some things that I struggle with. It's just really hard to imagine not to struggle with them. So I also have to sometimes remind myself that you can not have them. Like you it's possible that you might not have that thing, like if you're a different person.
Yes. I've that's how I felt when I started when I got my bipolar diagnosis and I started medication, and I was like, oh, people aren't always like, there is a time where you don't feel like really elated or really like depressed. Like there's this in between that people feel like, because I'd never been in that in between where it's just like, okay, life is life. I don't feel super up. I don't feel super down. I just feel okay. And I had never like been in that space long enough for me to really realize. But since like being on medication, and now I've been really stable for probably about a year now. And it's just like, oh, this is what normal, quote unquote, normal feels like, is like, I don't have like these super high ups or super high downs. So like, it's reminding yourself like, oh, there is this thing, like my norm isn't necessarily what everybody else experiences.
It's like, especially when you struggle with so many things, like struggling has already become part of your identity, and you just don't know how it's like to not struggle. Like, I have to re again and again tell myself that if you don't struggle with anything, it's not like something bad or something wrong has happened to you.
Right.
And it's okay to not be sick right now. I'm not, yeah, like I some people sometimes I kind of have that compulsive thinking that I must be sick, like I must be unwell somewhere that I can't see, but maybe I'm just completely fine. Like maybe it's not as bad as what I thought it was, because sometimes I end up seeing a dentist a year ago, and I realized that it's not like my teeth was wrecking itself. I realized that I was only having two cavities and my wisdom teeth were coming out. And before that, I was just wondering if something was eroding my teeth. Like if I've got some kind of rocks there that I can't see. And they always was always bleeding when I brushed my teeth. So I was wondering what on earth is going on with my gums and in general, like with my mouth in general. So at least I was really, really relieved when I heard that's just two cavities and as wisdom teeth coming out. It just suddenly made sense. Like I was catastrophizing it for the whole time without realizing it. And it's always a relief to get them all checked out, even though in my case it's always really hard for me to do it, and it's an accomplishment whenever I managed to go to those places that reminds me of the traumas I've been through emotionally.
It can be really tough. I can imagine that must feel like a huge accomplishment for you, like when you go and you're like, I did it. I did it. Yes, I did it.
Yes. It's just so good. It feels so good to finally do something that seems so small, but it can make such a big difference to your entire day or week.
Yeah, it's those little wins, that's what I call them. I used to have stickers that like gave you adult wins. So they were like, I brushed my teeth today, I got out of bed today, like little stickers that you could give yourself to. At one point in time, that was like my thing that helped me celebrate, because to some people, it's not a big deal to get out of bed or brush your teeth or take a shower. But those of us who have struggled with that, that's a big deal. Like when you're struggling with it, to be able to actually do it. And so I wanted to give myself little stickers for like, yay, you did it. Good job.
It's like sometimes that reminds me of, you know, teachers giving students like this little children like little those stickers for having stood on the horizontal line. And that brings me back memories. Is also a feel good factor. Like it really brings you into doing things that you're supposed to do, but oftentimes you're expected to do them without any rewards. So it's about time to start rewarding yourself for things
Right.
that you have done. Because usually it's associated with little children. But once you grow up, it just seems to have disappeared.
I
And it's
know. It's so sad that as adults, like, we don't get to do all the things. It's like not, it's, I guess it's kind of frowned upon for you to do all the things you did as a kid. But I'm like, I want stickers too. I want toys too. Like, I have a nobody can see it because this is an audio podcast and you can't see it because the computer's not facing that way. But I have like all these different I have a Funko, I have Funko Pops. I have like the Schitt's Creek David Funko Pop.
Oh, I've seen these before.
Yeah, I have Funko Pop. I have Grogu, so like Baby Yoda. I have a Baby Yoda little plushie over there. I have like all these different little fun kind of toy things that I have hanging out at my desk because it's fun, you know? And adults need to have fun too.
Yeah, it's real easily forgotten, like that and over that sometimes there's some things that don't have to be outgrown when you're an adult. And for health as well, we also need to like balance it out. Like there are times where I can get really avoidant towards health related things because I don't want to worry too much about the possibility of myself getting something or knowing that somebody's dying out there from some other disease and worrying if I would have it too. But at
Yeah.
the same time, we also need to be aware that there are certain ages that are more at risk towards some diseases and some biological sexes being more susceptible towards certain disorders as well. And yeah, it's taken me like 2 or 3 years to start to get it more on the 50-50 ratio. It often is something they have to actively or consciously balance out. Because
Yeah.
there's always an extreme on both ends.
Well, I am glad that things are doing better for you.
Yes, thank you.
Because it sounds like it was quite a struggle, like especially during the COVID era. Like we're still in it, right? It still
Yes, yes.
exists, but
I mean, the
like
lockdown era.
the lockdown era, that's a good way to put it. The lockdown era. What, as we wrap up the podcast today, what would you like to leave the Inspired Women audience with?
Take good care of yourselves. Learn about different health things if you are kind of mentally or emotionally capable at the moment, but don't go into the rabbit hole. And if you're worried, it's okay if you're worried. Just make sure that you also do other things in your life instead of letting yourself go deeper and deeper into that path. But and yeah, it's okay if you're afraid of procedures, but sometimes is after you've done the procedure that will make you feel better. And in general, just your well-being comes first, and just do things in your own time. And yeah, like take it's just keep yourself safe as much as you can. And if something unexpected comes along, it doesn't mean that's the end of the world. And if it is something that would badly affect you, like there's still other people around to support you on the internet and in real life, both.
I love that. I say that, I swear every podcast and I'm like, I'm gonna get better at not saying I love that, but I love that. That was such great advice. So I want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be talking to you today.
Thank you for tuning in with us today. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating or review. Follow us on social media at Inspired Women Podcast, both on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Inspired Women Podcast.